Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go!
Not going to lie to you, we're all sitting here with lovely full bellies after getting a McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, oh. But we've loads to do, lads, so we can't talk. We'll see you later.
We did have a mad show, and honestly, if you're looking for a laugh, the one-take panto. I can't describe how nervous we all were before it.
Yeah, I want to say, if you're here for the one-take panto, it's probably put up separately.
It is, yeah, it is probably put up separately, so you can share just go that watch version that. If you yeah. want. But it is in there today, obviously, with loads of other fun bits. Emma had a tall order. I'd say we should give a bit of behind the scenes on what Emma had to do, because when you're listening to it, there's lots of sound effects, there's lots yeah. of music, and all of that was basically like scheduled in a big row.
So
and
well done to producer Callum.
I know, in fairness, he did label them so clearly, like I couldn't have
but Emma, I labelled them.
Oh, well, thank you very much then, Ashley.
Emma had to press all the buttons, and like I know that sounds like, oh, Emma had to press the buttons.
No.
That is incredibly
thank
difficult.
While also reading loads of lines, so, yeah. and like some of them she had to hit next, and then in others she had to hit another thing, but if she had to hit next instead of the other thing, it actually would have
yeah,
fucked it up.
Sometimes she had to pull down the levels. I know it sounds like I'm taking the piss. I'm genuinely not.
No, but listen.
There's a
like,
lot
when
to
you listen to it, think of all that, because there's a lot going
it's
on.
It's like this. She was the sound engineer.
Thanks, yeah. guys. I appreciate that. No, I didn't have to do half what these two had to do, the singing and the accents and the lines.
Yeah, my voice is in bits after that accent. I don't know how Dame Stuffy does it all.
Yeah,
the time.
I know.
Just all give right. us a flavour, Dave.
Feck off, Jedward. A bit, little bit like da.
Bit of Annie.
Oh, Phyllis, my long lost sister.
Go enjoy the one take panto. We'll catch you back here Monday.
Good luck.
We're ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge, Emma, Dave, Ashley.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello and welcome to the weekend.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Woo,
thank God we
13th.
Made it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, very spooky. Very, very spooky.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Okay, great.
Oh, brilliant.
Moving swiftly on.
Hey.
Do you know when like you stand like, you might stand like, or squish like a bug or something, and then you gotta have
I would
to
never.
Just, no, I know
never.
You would never. You're a vegetarian. But you know when you look on, you have to like, you have to look and make sure it's still like on your shoe. Like, you just gotta look and make sure
It's dead.
You know, yeah. you just got to look and make sure.
Sometimes they're still with them.
I have a little bit of an ADHD moment this morning, and it's upstairs on the fifth floor. There's a Christmas tree, and underneath it is a load of presents, right? Mm. And the presents are so crappily wrapped that it makes me think they're not decorations, and it makes me think that if I was to hide presents, I would hide them in plain sight. And I want to see if they're real.
I understand, okay. And I did have the same observation that
I'm going to see if they're real.
Go,
just yeah, we'll
just
have
get
a
it
peek.
Out of your system.
We'll have a peek.
Bring down a present. Let's open up someone else's present.
I'm
perhaps.
Confused as to well, how this relates to the bug thing.
It's ADHD.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's something to do with that.
Yeah, that just threw me for a loop there.
I think it's something to do with ADHD. He's back.
He's coming back. Yeah.
But I do agree.
But
that
he has ADHD, so he's obviously quick up them stairs.
Obviously, yeah. You're quick. You're fast when you have ADHD.
I got him.
Too. Apparently.
Okay.
How heavy are we talking?
It's not heavy.
Oh.
Like, now I have to say, to this whole company, if these are bloody makeshift for the sake of appearance, they're the worst wrap presents I've ever seen.
State of them.
They are not nice. Like also, they don't even fully go around the box.
I honestly would just rip that open. The state of it.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh,
like there was no.
Am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah, probably. But
HR
like,
you're going to kill me. Okay, it's a box.
Just blame your ADHD.
And, yeah. and inside the box is absolutely
empty.
Nothing.
It's empty. Yeah, that's great.
Now, I'm very sorry.
Is there something?
But if you're going to do up a few presents for decoration, you put a bit of effort
Absolutely.
In. That was, normally you see them in like Brown Thomas and all the fakies. Like, they're beautifully wrapped. Bit of gold,
I don't understand
ribbon.
Where it was, because it wasn't even sent to this office, this box. It was a box from the post. It was sent to the Green office in Swords. You're a long way from home, fella.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Today is the day after half eight. We will perform for the one and only time the One Take Panto 2024. You don't want to miss it.
It's the best one yet.
I'm so excited. For now, though, I do want to welcome you to NFL Corner.
NFL Corner?
Yeah, we love a loud corner on the show when there's more than two, I guess, stories about one particular topic. We kind of bring it to you as a corner. We'll start with Mariah Carey. She's going to be involved in the big Netflix special for Christmas for the NFL that Beyonce is performing at. Yeah,
she's two queens.
Two queens together. Yeah, big excitement about the Beyonce feature. She's going to do the halftime performance. But Mariah Carey, it's been confirmed, will open it. Now, it's all pre-recorded, naturally, because it is going on to Netflix. But Kansas City Chiefs, how lousy that they make them play on Christmas Day.
I actually thought the same. I was kind of a little bit like, at least we, like, I think the GAA get it off, as in they do, don't they do like a day after or something?
Yeah,
like that?
And like then what? There's like a stadium full of people who've just left their families
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So that's Travis Kelce's crew, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs. They're facing off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's happening at 1 o'clock, and there's another game later on in the day.
What, that's the Alex's enemy team.
Is it?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's the Cleveland Browns, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the Browns. They call him the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ah.
Oh, so bold.
Real sick burn there.
But even poor old Taylor can't get a little cuddle with Travis on Christmas Day. She's playing again. Give the girl a break. She's just performed like 100 million
times. Yeah, she just wants to relax. Like. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
this whole thing, the NFL Christmas Game Day on Netflix, is part of a 3-year deal between them and the league. It's worth a huge amount of cash, which you can imagine. Netflix will air at least one holiday game in 2025 and 2026. In other NFL news, it looks like the first ever NFL regular season game in Ireland is close to being confirmed. It's going to happen in Crow Park next September.
I heard about this.
According to some decent sources, the Irish Examiner are real all over this and first reported it a while ago, and they're saying that well-placed sources are encouraged that what they believe will be the biggest sports event ever to happen in Ireland, it is within reach despite formal government negotiations only beginning on Tuesday of this week. So there's been a lot going on with this.
I would argue the All-Ireland is probably more famous around the world.
They're so cocky though, being like, this is going to be the biggest sporting event ever to happen in Ireland.
I hate that.
That's true.
Do they not call the Special Olympics? That's a bit more worldwide. Don't you think?
True.
Do they not call the Super Bowl champions the world champions?
They do, yeah.
Despite the NFL only being American.
Yeah, so true. Obviously, Dublin have hosted a number of the college football games in the Aviva.
Yes.
Two more scheduled for 2025 and 2027. But the NFL season game has never been arranged before. In other NFL news, the final story I have for you this morning, a Simpsons-themed version of the Dallas Cowboys and the Cincinnati Bengals matchup.
I am so into this, whatever it is.
Okay. So essentially, this kind of idea went to streaming services this week and it featured animated versions of each team's players along with the Simpsons cast in them. So they're actually playing, they're part of the commentary. Lisa Simpson was doing the inspirational chat in the dressing rooms beforehand.
Oh, that's funny.
They were crossing over to Marge throughout the game, who was a spectator.
But it's a real game.
It's not a real game. It's an animation, but it features like Travis Kelce
and this
kind of thing. But you can stream it. It's essentially like the goings-on of a real match
with the Simpsons
interpretation featuring the Simpsons. Some of the highlights included Bart and Homer. They were dunking it out in this father and son battle. Homer was playing for Dallas and Bart for Cincinnati. Maggie was operating a drone camera throughout the whole game. And Sideshow Bob stepped in on numerous occasions throughout, and he was stepping on rakes in the end zone.
I love this.
Just a vibe of the whole atmosphere from it.
Homer drops back to pass. He throws. He connects. It's Lisa. Puts her foot in the ground. Touchdown! Marge, what snacks have you prepared for the game?
I bake really cute gingerbread people in the shape of every player.
Oh my God.
God, it's only when you haven't watched Simpsons in a while and you grab a clip that you realise how much their voices have changed significantly.
Poor Marge.
But it's available to watch online. The whole thing's on YouTube. Should you be interested, Donnie?
Yes.
Spins Fully
Recharged.
Don't forget, this coming Tuesday, we're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre giving away our girly quiz board game. It's going to be a brand new thing for Christmas this year, and we're excited about it. And if you're North Sudbury, Blanchardstown Centre on Wednesday 18th, just outside Zara. So come and meet us and get a board game off us.
You can pick them up from 8 a.m. Don't come in too early. No, have a little bit of a lie-in.
Yeah, we'll give you that. I saw a post on Instagram the other day, and it kind of like mapped out the month of December, and this week is called Pretending to Work. Next week is Don't Even Bother Pretending to Work and all the rest. And I feel like the MPs over in the UK have adhered to this post because a political scandal erupted over in the House of Commons during the week, and it's all about sandwiches.
Okay.
And it's really giving pretending to work. So it all kicked off when the new leader of the Tories, Kemi Badenoch, slammed sandwiches.
Why do they always have the most mad names? Keir Starmer.
Yeah, I know.
Benedict, who?
Kemi Badenoch.
And then where's John Smith?
Yeah, honestly.
I know. A good English name. Kemi Badenoch. And she said sandwiches weren't a real food. She said she wouldn't touch bread if it's moist.
If it's moist?
Like, I presume if you put like mayonnaise on it.
Bread isn't a real food.
No, sandwiches aren't real food.
Sandwiches aren't a real food.
Yeah. I'm like, it's multiple foods put together in a delicious concoction.
Yeah.
She said she brings food into the office and eats at her desk. But what does she eat, you ask? She says, sometimes I'll have a steak for her lunch.
Okay.
And that's a real food.
Honestly, that sounds unreal.
Yeah, people are infuriated by this, and rightly so. The director of the British Sandwich and Food To-Go organisation clapped back. They said, sandwiches are a part of British heritage and have been since the Earl of Sandwich created the concept in 1769.
Oh, so the Brits created sandwiches?
Apparently so.
Obviously.
I've suddenly gone off sandwiches.
He said, it's a lot easier to carry on working and eat a sandwich than to have to use a knife and fork to eat a steak, and you get a lot more of a balanced meal with a sandwich.
You do, to be fair.
Piece of steak. The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, he had to weigh in on this too.
He had to,
because we're all pretending to work.
Guys, there's
stage.
So many serious things going on in the world, and they're talking about sambos.
He said the sandwich is a great British institution, and he enjoys a tuna sandwich and occasionally a cheese toastie.
Can you just imagine his PR people writing these things for him? Just listen,
I know that you're flat out in the cheese toasties every night, but we need to say occasionally. And Keir,
your own experiences is always great. Throw that in.
Make it more personable.
Yeah. I really hate the way the Brits, like, in defence of anything, are always like, it's a great British institution.
Yeah. Shut up. It's just a sandwich.
They'd say the same about Ireland, wouldn't they?
Probably worse than Kemi slamming sandwiches is her going to town on lunch breaks, right? She said, what's decompressing anyway? What's that? What's a lunch break? Lunch is for wimps. I have food brought in and I work and eat at the same time. There's no time.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, she's one of these. Yeah. She's like a principal. She's like a, everything by the... Like everything by the book.
She's essentially saying that lunch is woke.
Yeah, she is.
For snowflakes.
And sandwiches.
Taking a break as well.
Yes. So I've been thinking of other very normal things that Kemi Badenoch would probably say are woke.
Okay.
One of them being annual leave.
Yes, 100%. She hates it.
She would hate annual leave.
What does she need this for?
There's no time.
There's no time. She's enough to
need.
Do.
There's no time. Recycling. She'd probably say that was woke.
Oh, yeah. Well, most people who are anti-woke would say that's no... That
recycling.
That recycling would be woke.
Yeah, fair. She'd probably say painkillers are woke.
Yeah.
You should just tough it out. Like good British mentality. She'd say that earplugs at a concert are woke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're naming a load of woke things. I think these are woke.
Do you?
Yeah.
These are probably woke, but she definitely says dogs wearing harnesses as opposed to collars.
Yes. Sometimes I do think that myself.
What's wrong with the old, good old British collar?
Yeah,
I saw someone the other day in Marley Park and the dog was a little, I don't know the breed, but tiny, like inoffensive, no strength, I'd say, to drag it around. And it didn't just have the collar, it had the harness, and it didn't have just one lead coming from it, it had two. And I just thought, get a grip.
It must be about to get
big. And a jacket probably as well. Irish independence, she'd probably say that's woke.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, I have a phone case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guarantee she'd tell you that's woke. Traffic cones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And pen caps.
Like a lid on your pen.
Yeah, lid on your pen. What do you need that for?
Yeah.
Why are you stopping writing?
Yeah, that's a waste of time. I'm to take the lid off.
I'd say just drinking water.
Drinking water is so woke.
Yeah. So woke.
So woke.
Because it's encouraged so much now and people drink it so much, you'd probably be like,
Just survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a way of just surviving, guys.
Just drink coffee.
Funny.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You might remember a couple of months ago, I made a giant deal about getting my nails done for a wedding. And I asked for advice on how to grow my nails, how to keep them long in advance of getting them done. And ever since, I haven't really looked after my nails and they've been a bit stubby. And then yesterday, my friend was like, do you want to go get our nails done? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Did you get a little bit of shellac done the last time, or did you get painted?
No, I got shellac.
Shellac.
Yeah. And yesterday then I went, just raw dogged it. Hadn't got grown out nails. I just went for it, right? And I was like, oh, I was a bit self-conscious because like everybody in there has like biab with like amazing long nails or just their nails.
Yeah, but actually what you don't realise is when the person's doing their nails and takes off the biab, their nails are disgusting underneath.
Yeah, true.
Don't be like that.
So anyway, I sat down in front of the girl and I was like, as I said, a bit self-conscious. And she just was like looking at them, whatever. And I just go, oh, they're so short. And she goes, short? And I was like, yeah, they're so short. She takes out the clippers.
No!
And she starts clipping away. And I looked over at Orla and I go, I think she thinks I said I want them short.
Oh, my God.
And then I go, oh, yeah, no, sorry. I want them longer, but I just wish they weren't so short. I don't want them any shorter. And she goes, mm-hmm.
And she kept going.
Oh, my God.
And lads, my nails have never been so short.
No.
Can I see?
Well, by the time she finished, there was basically no white at the tips of my nails.
But you know what? They look great.
They look lovely, but they're actually sort of sore. Do you know, it's raw skin at
it's
the top?
Kind of
yes.
They've gone beyond
that's
the cuticle.
Never been exposed before.
Oh, dear God.
There was no white at the top of the nails. I was like, who goes in and is like, I want them short? No. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know how to keep going back and be like, no, stop clipping.
But like the second she brought out the clippers, you should have went, no.
See, I don't get my nails done very often, so I was like, maybe she's clipping them to like even them out or whatever. Yeah. And then I realised, no, she's just taking all the white off every nail.
Well, they look nice, so.
And then because she'd taken so much off the top, she was absolutely baiting my cuticles down into my into my fingers because there was feck all nail left to paint.
I have to say, right, and I wouldn't be a cocky person, but I get a lot of compliments on my nail beds.
Do you? That's great, Emma.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You want the nail bed?
Thank you. I feel even better now.
Thank you so much. I don't mean to be that girl, but even as recently as last night, Emer said, I'm just so jealous. You've so much nail in your nail bed.
Yeah. Even when,
thank you so much. Oh, honestly, guys, no, stop. Woo! You're embarrassing me. I don't want but they're nice beds.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, we're teaming up with the Cup Rice Jewelers to bring the magic of Christmas to life with their wide range of stunning jewellery pieces.
Yeah, you can visit the team at their store at Dublin 8 or you can shop the collection online at thecutpricejewelers.com.
So we have had these 200 euro vouchers give away all this week and I was mentioning this. I'm sometimes quite jealous of my friend. She does have a couple of bits from the Cup Rice Jewelers and they are gorgeous.
What kind of bits?
Genuinely.
What kind of bits?
She's a clattering from them.
Oh, very nice.
And it has a green,
green stone.
Little emerald, is it?
Beautiful. Really beautiful
stuff. And what does the heart signify, Dave?
Vanessa's on to play.
Vanessa, how are you this morning? What's going on?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
You're good.
Where are you off to? You off to work?
Just off to work, yeah.
What do you do, Vanessa?
I just work in retail.
You don't just work anywhere.
Vanessa. My God.
You are Vanessa and you work in retail.
At the most stressful time of the year, Vanessa.
You're really, really
Vanessa. Have you come across any meanies so far? Is everyone nice?
Not yet, thankfully.
Okay, good.
That's good. Well, you're getting into kind of the real crux of it now, aren't you?
Yeah, the stressed shoppers are going to
arrive. Is it crazy at the moment, Jeff?
Yeah, it is.
What type of shop do you work in?
Yeah, is it clothes? Is it food?
Clothes.
Okay, that's bad. That's presents and stuff like that. Yeah. All right, well, Vanessa, let's see if we can make your Christmas that a little bit better by getting you a 200 euro voucher. You listen to the intro of a song. The intro of the song sounds like this. And Ash, we're cutting it for some reason.
Yeah, we're cutting it because Cup Rice Jewelers.
Oh, Cup Rice Jewelers, that's exactly what it is. So, Vanessa, what do you think? What is that song?
Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. Let's see if she's right.
Ha ha ha.
You, Vanessa, darling, have just won yourself a €200 voucher for the Cut Price Jewellers.
Not a bad Friday.
Amazing, thanks so much.
Look You're after
so
yourself the next few weeks. Yeah, don't let anyone be mean.
Yeah, and if anyone's mean, give it right back to them.
Yeah.
Fling a pair of jeans in their face or something.
See you later, Vanessa. Good luck. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Now, I wouldn't say that too literally. Don't go flinging jeans around.
No, but why not? That was the proverbial jeans.
I get
that it. Fling, you know?
I get it. Be nice to everybody. It's a stressful time of year.
Yes.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. Hope you're in good form.
How could you not be? It's Christmas.
I know. And as loads of people are on the wind down, you were saying, Ash, like you saw this diagram online being like, this is the week that you pretend to work and next week you just totally clock off. Not the case for us here. There's so much going on. The One Take Panto will be live on the show. It's one time only, happening after 8:30 this morning. It's going to be good crack. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, next week we're giving away girly quiz board games on Tuesday in Dundrum Town Centre and Wednesday in Blanche from 8:00.
That's so unfair. Like, next week's meant to be a DOS week.
Ah, we're flat to the mat next week.
Oh, and
as
I think, was there something else? Oh, yeah. We've a hell of a load of prizes to go right now.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Here we go.
All right, every single day of the show this week and next week as well, we are going Christmas crackers. Listen to the prizes we have up for grabs. We're talking 4th edition Apple AirPods.
An Apple Watch 10.
€500 Ryanair voucher.
A €200 Just Eat voucher.
A €500 Lululemon voucher.
And a 50-inch LG UHD smart TV. Yesterday we gave away a bloody PS5, just like that, willy-nilly. Some radio stations will talk about that for a month.
Yeah.
But say, at the end of this month, everyone enter for your chance to win a PS5, and they would go on about it and they would go on about it.
And at a different time of the year, we would do that too.
However, just like giving away an IMC Cinema Pass, we gave away a bloody PlayStation 5 yesterday, just like that.
And if you do win a prize today, will you make sure and thank producer Callum on the text?
Yeah, he can't pay his rent for
He's organising it all, and it's a thankless job, so just make sure and thank him, because if you don't thank him, he'll bitch about you to us.
Listen, here's how this is going to work. You need to be with us now, just after 8 o'clock, all this week and obviously next week as well for your chance to win. Because you need to pick up. You need to pick up two code words, and the first one will come to you just after 8 a.m. You don't enter to play until you pick up both code words, okay? So the second one will come at you at about 20 minutes time, 8:15. Just stick with us, okay? So code word number one, Ash, will you do the honours today?
I would love to. Today's first code word is...
Oh, wait.
Yeah, where is the fanfare?
I'm trying to tee you up there, Emma.
Your hats. Where would that be? I see it. Okay.
Excellent. Today's first code word is... Gloves.
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 Gloves. Gloves.
Little things you put on your hands. Gloves.
Gloves.
It's so anticlimactic.
It is.
The word is gloves.
Gloves.
Okay, code word number one is gloves. Hang tight for your second one. Then you have the chance to come on and answer a general knowledge question. If you answer correctly, you pull a cracker and inside is one of those prizes that we mentioned. However, if somebody does come on and gets the question wrong...
Oh, please don't let that happen.
It's all to play for.
A chance to steal on the phone lines. We'll tell you more about that later. For now, gloves.
Gloves.
That's all you need to know.
Remember the good old days when you go and buy something? And then you'd leave and never hear from the people who sold it to you again.
I actually, funnily enough, know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So Dave, you're kind of proudly someone who doesn't give your email address as a receipt option because it just drives you nuts.
I hate it so much. And you know what? I ordered stuff online for the first time. I never order stuff online. I ordered stuff online like a month ago, just jeans. The company has sent me, I swear, about 170 emails since I bought the jeans. Just be like... do you like the jeans? do you want more jeans?
Do you know what drives me nuts? Could you tell us about your experience in ordering the jeans?
Oh, shut up.
Like, will you give us a review about buying the jeans? Yeah. It's like, why do I have to do so much work
to buy
the jeans?
I hate how it's like continue as guest and then you have to give as much information as a guest as you did to like create an account.
That's such a good point.
Such a scam.
Mobile number. Why do you need to know my date of birth? Honestly, it's just a pair of jeans. Like, do you know what I mean?
Do I need to be over 18 to wear jeans?
So annoying.
And they come at you now everywhere. You get the spam emails to every email address.
Yeah.
But I experienced something the other day that I've never seen before.
Just to be clear on it, my sister's been after this perfume for, and I hope, Laura, if you're listening, go away.
Go away, Laura.
Go away. I've really splashed out on you this Christmas. You don't deserve it. She's been after this particular perfume for, I mean, years. She's always talking about it, saying, one day now, just the two kids, I wouldn't be able to spend that kind of money on perfume. She's after this Dior perfume, right? And I just said, you know what? Be sound. Love my sister. I'm going to go all out.
That's
and
nice
get it for her,
that's
right?
That's cute.
And it is. It's a bit much. Like, we don't really be really tight arses with each other. But I went in and I picked her up the perfume last week. And it was pricey. Like, it was over 100 quid. Mental for a bit of a smell.
Yeah.
Pricey, if you ask me. However, look, I know she'll be thrilled. And I was sitting at home the other day. Phone lights up. A WhatsApp comes through. I'm like, oh, who's this? The bloody lady who served me the perfume has WhatsApped me.
What?
Has literally WhatsApped me.
On her own personal account?
Man, I get it. Her profile picture is her, like.
What?
What?
That's
surely GDPR gone wrong.
I remember buying the perfume and being like signing my life away with like, here's my email. Like, it was in person as well. It wasn't even online.
So you obviously gave them your phone number.
Yeah, the whole lot. Oh, will you sign up for this and you might get a reward? I was like, well, if you gave me 5% off, I mean a lot, the cost of this bloody thing.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp said, following your last visit to Dior Beauty Boutique, I wanted to thank you for shopping with Dior. How are you getting on with your new products? If you have any questions or wish to receive complimentary tips on spraying a bit of perfume. Are you going to give me tips on spraying perfume? I'd be delighted to assist you. This is my contact number. Please do not hesitate to get in touch. And then she signed it off with her name and your Dior ambassador.
Oh my God.
And this poor woman as well being made do this to all the customers.
Yeah, like Dior, no one wants this.
Oh my God, leave them alone. Leave us alone and leave the... shop assistant.
That's just a new hire. A new hire in Dior has just come up with this idea.
Yeah.
We should be WhatsApping the customers.
Yeah.
They obviously have targets to hit and they're desperate, but I do think we should reply to her this
morning. Haven't replied?
No, obviously. I was waiting to think of something to say. I do think I should reply being like, hi, let's call her. I'm not going to give her name. Let's call her Anne. If I reply and say, hi Anne, I'd really like to know how to spray this perfume. Any tips?
Yeah.
I think you should ask for tips on how to use the perfume.
So that's what she asked. She asked, how are you getting on with the product?
She said, how are you getting on with the product? If you've any questions or wish to receive complimentary tips.
Hi Anne. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it tastes awful.
Yes! Any tips on how to make it taste better?
That's it.
Ash, come on, what we go with?
Well, I was thinking you could just be so rude and just be like, unsubscribe.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, stop. Stop, XXX. Which one are we going with?
Stop, Anne. Stop. No, you gotta say the taste.
The taste?
Do the taste and we'll do an update and see if she replies.
Okay, I genuinely will send that
awful.
Now. Don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it tastes bad. Any tips?
In 15 to 20 minutes time, we will be putting on the one take panto. If you've heard it over the last 2 years, it is a great laugh. It's completely live. Absolutely anything could happen. We've been writing and rehearsing all week. You know that it starts with this line from Jago.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly who she thought she was.
What I love about the one take panto is it's really the direction of it is all from you and your suggestions in the lead up to it, which is so fun.
So after that, absolutely anything can happen, and it is on the show in 15 to 20 minutes time. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be pure carnage.
But for now, time to win you some prizes.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
We've been doing this all this week on the show, and we're going to do it all next week as well. We're gone Christmas crackers. The prizes, unbelievable. Fourth edition Apple AirPods.
An Apple Watch 10.
A €500 Ryanair voucher is still in there.
€200 Just Eat voucher.
€500 Lululemon voucher.
Yes, please. And a 50-inch LG UHD smart TV. I don't know much about tellies, but that sounds big to me.
It does.
It's very, very big. So we gave you our first code word at 8 a.m. You need to have remembered that or write it down. It is time for your second code word. Are you ready? Your second code word is...
Come on, Ash.
Rudolph. You don't have to do that.
No, but it would be lovely if you could.
Yeah, but it's not a Spanish Rudolph. Just say it.
Rudolph!
That is the code word. You now have both of them. Rudolph. If you've collected both code words, time to WhatsApp them into us right now. 087 711 1038 with your name and location. We'll ring someone back, ask them a question. If they get it correct, they get to pick a cracker. If they get it wrong, someone gets to ring in and steal that prize.
Make sure to save our number because it will be WhatsApp calls if it does come to that, your opportunity to steal. So don't waste any time because that'll be kind of first person on situation. 087 711 103. Just make sure to save our number and it'll be handy for you then to make that call. The very best luck.
That's a luck.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
Okay, in about 5 minutes' time, we will be coming to you live for the one take panto. Woo-hoo! I am nervous.
I'm excited.
We're all excited.
And I can't wait till it's over.
It's going to be class, but now we have some very important business to get down to first.
We do. It's our Christmas crackers happening all this week and next week with huge prizes to give you. Honestly, we're just handing them out willy-nilly. A PlayStation 5 just went off yesterday. We've a massive TV, we've flight vouchers and loads more as well.
Yeah, we gave you two code words, one at 8 o'clock, one about 10 minutes ago. And you've been sending them in on WhatsApp. Time to call someone back who has both code words, hopefully.
Hello.
Saoirse, you got through. It's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Morning, Saoirse.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good.
All right, Saoirse, before we go any further, give us them code words.
It is gloves and Rudolph.
Gloves and Rudolph. That'll get you there.
She's in.
You're in.
Nice.
You're in.
Lovely.
Unreal. What are you up for the day, Saoirse?
Oh, working. And then I actually have the work Christmas party later on.
Oh, so,
so do we.
Are you in town?
Yeah, working in town, yeah.
No, but come here. Is your Christmas party in town?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
whereabouts?
It's a restaurant in Siemens Green, I think.
Oh, very nice.
We're not too far from
it. Can we come?
Yeah.
we might see you.
Y'all ask.
We'll come and host.
We might actually see you at McDonald's, Grafton Street in the wee hours then, yeah?
At 2 a.m.
100%.
Yeah. And Saoirse, what do you do for work?
I'm an estate agent.
Estate agent, very
nice. Hello, my name is Emma. Yeah.
Very nice.
Hello, Free Bar.
Yeah. Hello, Free Bar is right. All right, Saoirse, you've given us them two code words. Congratulations, you are in now. All you got to do is answer a simple question. I'm going to give you two categories. You choose one of the categories. One of the categories is Love is in the Air, and the other category is The Extremely Late Toy Show. What category are you going to be going with for your question?
Love is in the Air.
Love is in the Air. All right, here we go, Saoirse. Here is your question. I'm going to ask it, I'm going to give you the two possible answers, and then there's 10 seconds to answer it.
It's very strict if we don't get it in the 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's got to be quick.
What celebrity couple announced their engagement yesterday? Was it Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, or was it Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco?
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Straight in, no kissing.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. You're absolutely 100% positive?
Yeah.
Okay, your answer has been locked for a chance to pull a cracker. Was it Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco? You are absolutely correct.
Yes! Yay. Nice one, Saoirse. So you now get to pull a cracker.
Listen, tell me this. We told you the prizes that are left. Is there anything in particular you'd be loving?
I'd love the Ryanair voucher.
Oh, yeah. Would you? Yeah. All right, okay.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, let's see if it's meant to be. You've got to pick a number between 1 and 10, except for 3, 6, 7 and 9.
Okay, number 4.
Four it is.
We're going with 4.
Sound. All right, Ash, do you want to pull this cracker, Dave? Sorry, Dave's just right there.
Sorry, Ash.
Well, okay.
Hey, and you won, Emma. All right, read the joke first.
Sorry, Ash, I feel really bad about that.
Yeah, you should. I'll probably leave after this.
Really sorry.
I won't be here. Get you a drink later.
Here's your joke, Saoirse.
Saoirse, what did the Christmas tree say to the decoration?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's terrible. Aren't you tired of hanging around? Lovely.
Very good. All right, here we go. Saoirse, this is the moment. What has she won?
Let's get that Ryanair voucher.
It's not, but it's bloody class. Saoirse, you've just won yourself Apple AirPods Pro.
Very nice, Saoirse. Apple AirPods Pro, very nice. Happy Christmas.
That's great. Thanks so much, guys.
Enjoy your party.
Happy
bye.
Christmas.
Good luck, Saoirse. Bye.
The winning does not stop. We have been running a competition over on our Instagram at official Spin1038 to win a Dyson Airwrap. If you've entered that, well, you need to be on your hanging by your phone, because just before 9, we're going to give a call to somebody who's won that Dyson Airwrap as well.
Oh, nice one.
It's exhausting.
It is.
So much going on.
We have a one-take panto to put on for you.
In that 2 minutes.
Is happening after Sabrina Carpenter and Taste. Get the popcorn, kids, on the way to school. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
All right, guys, this is it. It's that time of year again for the last 2 years, we have done a pantomime live on the radio at this time of year. And today is the day.
Yeah.
The One Take Banto 2024 is about to go down right now. You've been helping us for weeks to come up with our opening line. You've been giving us character ideas. You've given us wacky words to include in Emma's narration. There's cameos from you guys. There's a famous cameo in there. The script is in hand. It's 8 pages long.
Oh.
For context, can I reveal what you're wearing?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we're in costume, Dave and I.
You've got scarves around your heads.
Yeah.
All be revealed. This is one take. Let's hope we don't mess this up. Deep
Let's
breath.
Go, guys. Ready?
Dave, do you want to put your scarf back on before we go?
Here we go.
Okay, the very best of luck.
Introducing Emma, Dave and Aisling's One Take Panto 2024.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly who she thought she was.
The day started off like any old December morning. Phyllis leapt out of bed with her usual hee-hee and headed down the stairs. It was a Friday, and every Friday, Phyllis headed to her local cafe for a cheeky jambon to start the day.
Ah, Phyllis, good morning, girl. Get in here out of the cold. Now then, what'll it be, Mrs. P?
A cheeky jambon.
I guess so. Want a bevy, coffee or tea, maybe a small espresso.
Espresso? No, I'll be up all night. Just a tea, please, love.
Phyllis took a seat and opened up her laptop. She'd recently gotten big into cryptocurrency and was checking the price of Bitcoin when Jedward walked into the cafe.
Ah, here we go again.
Hey, Phyllis, I'm loving that cardigan. Wow, the sparkles on you, Phyllis. You are absolutely looking like a peach.
Phyllis, I want to put the Phil in your name.
I want to put the is in Phil is. Phyllis, behind you. Don't worry, it's just me.
Ah, feck off, Jedward.
Happy with her crypto gains for the week, Phyllis was just clocking off when an email came through from Ancestry DNA. She'd just taken a scrum-diddly-umptious bite of a jambon when she read the subject title. 25% DNA match?
Karen, make me up a double shot espresso. Does this mean I have a sister? I guess so. God, she's over on America's East Coast. Better send her Christmas card by express post. Oh my God, I don't believe it. I could really use that double shot espresso. Bitcoin's up and I just found me long lost sister. My Karen, where's me bleeding double shot espresso?
Thousands of kilometres away, in a penthouse apartment in New York City, sat a bedazzled old woman named Annie. Her red hair gleaming in the moonlight. Granny Annie was typing up a very important message. The first message she would send to her long-lost sister back in Ireland.
Dear Phyllis, my name is Annie. I'm your long-lost sister with no family of my own. We have the same dad, biologically. This panto's 8 minutes long, so you just gotta trust me. Here's my phone number. Tomorrow, I'll call ya. Tomorrow, there's something I gotta say.
Back in Ireland, Phyllis felt completely discombobulated. The message she received from the strange ginger woman seemed like pure gobbledygook. But for some reason, she knew that she was telling the truth. When the phone finally rang, she leapt up to answer it.
Hello? Annie, is that you?
Phyllis, honey, how are you? Annie Warbucks here. Pleased to meet you.
Annie, I was...
Listen, Phil. Can I call you Phil? We've got a lot to get through and not a lot of time. You see, long story short, we got the same father, yeah? Irish guy, Ginger, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Bingo. So this father of ours, he left me high and dry in New York City years before you came along. But I landed on my feet, convinced this schmuck Daddy Warbucks to take me in way back in 33. I'm stinking rich now, Phyllis. And at 102 years old, it's time to start thinking about who I leave this boatload of cash to. You're young, right?
90 and a half.
Boy, am I jealous. Cherish your youth, sis. Far as I'm concerned, this money's yours when I'm gone. But there's only one problem. My evil English ex-husband, he convinced me to transfer my money into Bitcoin. And when he left, he took the damn password with him. He's a bad man, Phyllis, and only you can stop him.
Well, I do know a thing or two about crypto.
Phyllis, this apple's rotten right to the core. He's 97 filthy rich, and yet he still wanted more. Poor Daddy Warbucks back when he was alive said, don't let hubby take your money, Phil. I need you to drive to the airport. To the airport.
To the airport?
To the airport, Phyllis. My evil English ex-husband lives in a retirement home in Nottingham. He sleeps with a password to his crypto wallet under his pillow. He's old-fashioned like that. We need that password, Phyllis. I'm 102. We're running out of time.
I'm gonna drive all night. I'm gonna drive all night.
And drive she did. Phyllis dashed to her Nissan Micra and floored it all the way to Dublin Port, catching the last ferry to Holyhead. She may have only met her long-lost sister that day, but crypto fraud was not okay in Phyllis's book. When she reached the evil English ex-husband's retirement home, she asked for him at reception.
I'm here to visit Sir Caliminus Farmerus de Tort. I believe he is a resident here.
Spiffing, darling. He's just at supper. You can wait for him in his suite.
How easy was that? They ought to get better security in this place, thought Phyllis. Eyes on the prize. Phyllis headed straight for the evil English ex-husband's bedroom and whipped up his pillow. Sure enough, there it was. The password to Annie's crypto wallet. Clear as day on a yellow post-it note. But something felt off.
He's not.
Oh, yes, I am. And who in God's name are you, intruder?
Well, Caliminus Farmerus de Tort, I'm your ex-sister-in-law. And this is the 21st century, fella. You need to learn that two-factor authentication.
Oh, get your filthy Irish mitts off my stolen crypto password, you little leprechaun. Get off me!
The evil English ex-husband lashed out, but was deftly blocked by Phyllis. A categorically catastrophic brawl ensued.
I got to eat some potatoes, you little... Walkers are better than Tater. When did your football team win anything last? Get off me.
3 hours later.
At long last, the evil English ex-husband finally hit the deck and Phyllis planted her heel shoe into his chest in victory. Phyllis legged it out to her Nissan Micra and quickly input the password to Annie's crypto wallet. Thanks to the recent surge in Bitcoin, Annie's money had quadrupled in value. She FaceTimed her sister to share the good news.
He was a bad egg, Annie, but he had sound financial judgment now, in fairness.
Oh, Phyllis, my long-lost sister... Unlimited, together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been.
Annie, I'm a crypto master.
You saved me from disaster.
There's no wallet we cannot hack. Just you and I defrauding baddies. With you and I defrauding baddies. They'll never bring us down.
With Lifestyle Sports.
We told you this was busy. There's just no stopping us today.
Christmas crackers
on spin.
Here we go. Oh, oh, oh.
God, we just gave away. What did we give away a few while ago?
AirPods.
Yeah, something else happened in between. That was a bit of a blur. And now we have to give away a Dyson Airwrap.
Yes, as part of our Christmas crackers, which you can obviously win amazing prizes on our show. There'll also be chances to win on Instagram. And this week, we were giving you the chance to win yourself an Apple Airwrap just for entering the competition.
Dyson Airwrap.
They're probably working on that.
They're getting that.
A Dyson Airwrap, should I say. And keep an eye on Instagram because a new prize there will be announced soon. But for now, we would do the usual where we'll line up someone who is going to win.
Yeah, we'll call someone back and pretend. We'll pretend that they haven't won.
We'll tell them that we have other people on the line. Yeah,
let's do that.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It's Christmas, guys.
A good way.
Please answer now. with all of that in mind.
Hello?
Hey, is that Katie?
It is, yes.
Katie, how's it going? It's Emma, Dave and Aisling here in Spin 103. What's the story with
What's
you this
crack,
morning?
What's Katie? How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Listen, we know that you entered the competition for the Dyson Airwrap on our Instagram. We're just lining up a couple of qualifiers. Are you okay to hold the line there a sec while we get a few more people on?
Yeah, no problem.
Amazing. Thank One sec. You.
Okay, thanks.
You're still there, Katie, are you?
I am, yeah.
Brilliant. All right, Grant, stay there for just two more seconds.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, actually, Katie.
Yeah?
You've just won a Dyson Airwrap.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very
great
welcome.
Great Christmas present.
It's not a bad Christmas present at all, is it? Congratulations.
No, it's perfect.
Do you know how expensive they are,
Katie?
Was it on your wish list? Brilliant.
Was it on your wish list?
It was.
Oh, nice one.
They're bloody expensive. That's an expensive thing to have on your wish list.
It's nice to know.
I know.
That those Instagram competitions are real.
Yeah. Here's your proof.
Exactly, yeah. Katie,
you are going to be looking amazing over Christmas.
So jealous.
For all of 2025.
Thank you so much, guys. Come here. Lovely.
You mentioned it was on your Christmas wish list. Who has the pressure now been taken off? Who are you looking that for?
My boyfriend will.
Oh, I'd say he's delighted.
Or he's panicked.
Yeah.
Because he's already got
I'd say he's chuffed.
Well, you have a nice holiday worth however much that's worth.
Yeah.
Cheers, Katie. Okay. And well done.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
See you, Katie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right, will we go again?
Let's go again. Don't be feeling too jealous of Katie.
Our Instagram is @officialspin103. Go follow because there's huge stuff going on there.
Yeah, and another mega prize to be won by next Friday through our Instagram competitions. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, a post is going to go live giving you the chance to win a brand new iPhone 16.
Nice.
That's better than all of our phones.
Yep.
Put together.
It actually is. That's true.
It is. We're 15 heads. And that'll be up on Instagram. It's the usual. Like and follow us and all the rest. And
I think Emma has the 6S.
I can't even turn on my phone. It's the side button that's working. That's insane. That's just insane.
It's so cool. And on next Friday's show, we will win back the winner of that too.
We will win back the winner.
We will win back.
We'll bring them back.
Monday, we have an Apple Watch 10, €500 Ryanair voucher still to go. Just Eat vouchers, €500 Lululemon voucher, and the 50-inch LG UHD smart TV.
Yeah, you have as much chance of winning this as anybody.
We're back doing Christmas crackers on our show on Monday.
Get up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Three, two, one.
You're taking the mick out of it has made the cut, it sounds like, Ash.
Good morning.
That's me.
Is that you?
That's me.
Good morning.
No.
Listen, welcome along. We've more chances to win right now with Leopardstown. We've been teaming up with them all week for their Christmas festival, their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion with buffet, dining, DJ and more. It's happening
the 26th to the 29th of December. There's free shuttle bus from Sandyford Lewistop as well, and course-wide entertainment, live music in the festival marquee every day. I love a race day.
Yeah, great crack.
Oh, it's some crack.
And getting dolled up. Great thing to do in that little no man's land, as we said.
It is. It's something to do because, like, it gets to the point during the no man's land where you're a little bit like, I wouldn't mind doing something now.
Yeah. You're like, get me out
of the house. Like,
getting a bit claustrophobic.
Yeah. We have tickets for the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown to give away. Just one pair left, and after that, we're going to upgrade somebody who's won during the week to an overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary.
So here, this is going to work. We're going to cross over to Leopardstown now. Would you believe they've a race on already? It's all go there.
Already?
All the horses this morning have Christmassy themed names, and we'll ask you a question based on the winning horse. All right, so we have a listen.
Go on.
And they're off. Turkey Stuffing takes the lead, but William Snowball is coming from behind. William Snowball flying now, but it's getting tight. With a Partridge in a Pear Tree now looking good. Oh, Turkey Stuffing has fallen, but Partridge in a Pear Tree is making good pace on William.
We got to say well done to Kieran, the commentator.
Who probably not in his job description.
No, and I'd say, to be honest, Kieran had enough to be doing this week.
He did. He's a busy man.
So, listen, we had our winner there. Partridge in a Pear Tree was the winner. So our question this morning for your chance to win is the following. Can you just name another item from that song, the 12 Days of Christmas song? We obviously know that Partridge in a Pear Tree is one of them. One more item from that song. What's the song go like?
We're handing it to you this week.
A partridge in a pear tree. So yeah, name another item from the 12 Days of Christmas song. 087-711-1038. fridge in a pear tree. Boom. I did it. I went to bed early last night. For the very first time in my life, I went to bed.
What time?
At 8:30.
Ooh.
8:30.
Oh my God.
And I was terrified, right? Because I went to sleep and I was like, I'm going to wake up. I know I'm going to wake up.
At like 11 or something.
Yeah. But, so I woke up at whatever time. I don't know what it was because I refused to check my phone. But
that's actually good.
But I could hear like someone messing around upstairs or someone going to the bathroom or something. And I was just like, this
early.
I was like, it's definitely only, it's not even the next day yet.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was so, so bizarre going to bed that early.
And did you find that when you got into bed at whatever 8:30, did you sleep?
I was conked straight away.
Were you just wrecked?
I was wrecked. I don't know what it was. I've just, all week I've been like feeling fine or whatever. And then as soon as it gets about 6 o'clock, I'm like, God. Yeah. I'm just so
sometimes
dry.
You just have to lean in.
I don't know what's going on. I think it's probably just like Christmas and stuff like that.
Oh, I have like a good coma about every 2 weeks.
But like now I'm totally seeing where Santa Claus gets it. Because he's so busy for Christmas and then he sleeps for the rest of the year. I can totally see why.
That's where he is, yeah, for the rest of the year.
I can so totally see why.
Oh, can we wait for it to kick in? Surely soon.
Anytime today.
Is it not going to kick in?
It doesn't kick in.
Here we go.
Diddle-dum-dum. This week on the show. We're teaming up with Leopardstown Christmas Festival for their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion with buffet dining, DJ and more.
It takes place from the 26th to the 29th of December, that lovely no man's land period. And there's a free shuttle bus from the Sandyford Lewis stop, which is so handy.
There's course wide entertainment, live music in the festival marquee as well. And we cross over to Leopardstown this morning to hear a race. And we have a question based on the winning horse's name. Shauna, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. A little bit tired, but...
Tired.
I'm getting stressed vibes off you, Shauna. Have you a lot going on?
I work in a hospital, so I just finished a night shift in a hospital there. Oh. So,
okay, so you are...
totally understandable. Yeah.
You're totally feeling stressed, and that's absolutely valid. And what about Christmas? Are you all sorted?
Almost. I've got like half of my presents kind of... Okay.
That's pretty good. It's still early days.
It's loads of time.
Do you have a bit of time off over Christmas, Shauna?
I do. I'm very lucky this year. I worked Christmas and New Year's last year, so I'm actually off for Christmas Christmas Day.
Amazing.
And New Year's this year.
Well, deserved. Absolutely. You're going to head to bed now for a while, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Let's try and win you a lovely prize before all of that, though. We just crossed over to Leopardstown this morning to a race. All the horses have Christmassy-themed names, and the winner was Partridge in a Pear Tree. Our question was simply, can you name another item from the 12 Days of Christmas song?
Five gold rings.
Five gold rings.
Beautiful, Dave. Could you not have done that in the panto, no?
Oh, damn it.
Listen, Shauna, you've just bagged yourself tickets to the big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion at Leopardstown. So listen, enjoy every second of that, okay?
You're also in that draw to win that overnight B&B stay
so
at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary as well.
That's nice a nice one, treat after your night shift, isn't it?
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks so much, guys. That's
You're
amazing.
Welcome.
Not at all. You
I
deserve
never
it.
Oh, well, there you go. And stand by your phone in case you're in that draw, in case you win that draw for the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary, all right?
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much. Happy
you're welcome,
Pat.
Happy
Bye.
Christmas,
Bye,
Charlotte.
Darling.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. All right, better do that draw then, I guess.
Okay, I've got a little bits of paper in front of me and a little cup. Going to swish it around.
Can I pick it out?
You can pick it out, David.
Okay.
Because it is Christmas.
There you go. There's the name, there's the number, Emma.
Do you have the five?
Yes, the five names. Tori, Gavin, Layla, Niamh and Shauna.
Okay, cool.
But only one can win. Upgrade.
Is it gonna be?
Hello, is that Layla?
Yes.
Hey, darling, it's Emma, Dave, and Aisling here at Spin. What's the crack with you this morning?
Hey, Layla.
Hello.
Hey. Long time no talk, Layla.
Have you just woken up, Layla?
I have.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Was it us that woke you?
It was.
It was.
You lazy
Layla. We're so, so sorry to wake you. But I just wanted to remind you, do you remember on Wednesday you won with Leopardstown, the Christmas brunch at Leopardstown?
Yeah.
And we said we'd put you in a draw to win an overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to tell you, Layla, that you've won.
Oh my God. Well, that's okay that you woke me up.
It is, isn't
Thank
it?
You. Thank you.
You can get a good kip when you're sleeping over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, Layla, back to bed.
Okay.
Good night.
Nice night.
Sleep tight.
Thanks
bye.
So much.
Bye.
Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Listen, we all got a staff email yesterday and it set my anxiety right off because it was an email from HR and they were sending the code of conduct to all staff before the Christmas party tonight.
I hope you had a read of it, Dave.
Of course I did. The email said, hello everyone, just a brief note to remind us all that while we're off on all off the clock on Friday for the Christmas party, we want everyone attending to have the most fun. You do remain employees and we expect and hope that you'll continue to uphold the values and code of conduct on Friday as you do every other day.
Talk about putting a dampener on it.
Just make sure you don't go mad, yeah. Isn't it? Which is what HR are all about, and that's fair enough.
It is. It's their job.
As well as the code of conduct, which we've all of course read cover to cover.
Absolutely. Could recite it.
Could recite it, but I won't ask it to, don't worry.
Thank you.
I've come up with some rules for all of us to go along with at the Christmas party tonight. Think of it like our own very own fully charged code of conduct.
Okay. That's a good idea.
We start off with producer Callum.
All right.
Oh.
Squeaky clean. There's nothing that I can do wrong.
No sparkly suit jacket this year.
I knew that.
Okay, you're not Harry Styles. It's not. Okay, you can't wear it, okay?
I leave him alone. He came in like a litter ball last year.
No, you leave it at home and you wear a jumper. We can't have our producer being more wild and personable than us, okay? The show will fall flat in its arse.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
The producer has to be the man of, you know, sense.
We need to be the centre of attention.
I'm going to let my hair down a little bit.
Yeah, we need to be the centre of attention. Thank you, Ash. Emma.
Oh, Christ.
You're not allowed to leave early without saying goodbye to anyone, okay?
Here.
It freaks people out and you've gone, we think you've gone missing. So no Irish goodbye. You go around and you say goodbye to everyone for so long that by the time you're done, so is the party.
I think that's actually fair. I promise I won't do that again.
Aisling.
Yes.
No talking to my housemate, Ben.
Yeah.
Because you both don't really know how to speak to each other. And you both get kind of awkward and it's uncomfortable for everyone around.
Yeah.
Also, don't invite anyone over to your house for pre-drinks and then end up not doing the pre-drinks because the big boss will hear about it and he'll want to come over and then realise there's no pre-drinks and he'll feel awkward that he's bought a big bottle of bubbly.
That was embarrassing. He thought he was coming to my house for pre-drinks and I was like, actually, no one's coming. So please don't.
Excellent.
And Dave, you were perfect last year. You'll be perfect this year. Don't worry about anything.
I don't Come on, you must have something.
Okay, well, if I was to really think hard about something for Dave to do, maybe don't tell Ian Dempsey to feck off as a joke because it might not land.
Okay, and?
And maybe don't tell Brian Dowling that you love him and you've watched him sleep on the Big Brother live stream back 15 years ago.
And?
Okay, maybe and don't tell Pat Kenny he's intimidating. Fine.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did do that last year, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's no one left, to be honest. So
you kept
I think
that
you're
one
safe.
Quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a bad one now. There's a fear now the next day.
Okay, it's Friday. We got to do this.
Oh, it's the One More Tune, is it? Yeah, the One More Tune. Yeah,
you know
I love
There's
the
been
one
enough
tune.
Singing on this show.
There really has.
I'm not going to do it.
I urge you, if you missed our One Take Panto about an hour ago on the show, catch the podcast for a laugh later. Fully Charged Recharge is called. For now, though, once a week, we battle it out on One More Tune and we all choose a song. It's up to you to vote for the song you really like the most and it will play in full to
We have not been doing very well recently,
me
Emma.
You.
Because Ash keeps picking musical songs which she knows will win, which is not fair, but luckily she's out.
Sadly, there's only two singles from Wicked that I'm allowed to play on the show. So I had to go rogue this week. And I've gone with something a little bit spicy that you're probably going
to
hate.
All right, hold on to it there.
Okay, I've gone for this week. That is the song Roses from the Chainsmokers. You know, say you'll never let me go. Haven't heard it in ages and it's an absolute banger. If you want to hear it, it's Emma in a WhatsApp please to 087 711 1038.
Hard to learn the lyrics to that song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I've gone for this one. Bit of rock vibes, Imagine Dragons and Demons. You want that to kick off the weekend. Start it in style. Start as you mean to go on in a rocky kind of a way. It's Dave and a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And hold the abuse. I've gone for this.
Open Gangnam Style.
Class.
No.
Gangnam Style.
What have you really gone for?
Open Gangnam Good one, Ash.
That's it. There's no way to follow up Wicked, so I may as well go for a joke song. And it's Gangnam Style. And soon it's going to be too old to play on Spin. So I'm giving it one last hurrah. Psy, I think is his name.
Yes.
Yeah. Gangnam Style. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Don't forget, this Christmas we are giving you the chance to play the Girly Quiz. It's a board game we created specifically for you for Christmas. You can be as anxious as I am every Thursday, but from the comfort of your own home, we are giving them away on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, we're going to be in Dundrum Town Centre, and then on Wednesday, we're going to be in Blanche. So from 8 a.m, you can come and pick up them Girly Quiz board games.
I believe they're arriving on crates today. Needs to be put together. So
they're coming in
job.
Like a massive truck.
They need to be. They need to have security on them because Michaela Hayes will rob all of them.
Michaela Hayes has going to have her dirty mitts all over them.
Yeah. Oh my God, are they here? Oh my God.
She's here from 10 o'clock this morning. For now, though, we've given an absolute welly this week, but I feel we're still going to get a bit of a slagging from our producer, Callum, on the worst bits of the week.
Of course. What a week it's been. We've only got 5 shows left until Christmas.
Wow.
It's our Christmas party tonight, and it's also Taylor Swift's birthday.
I was waiting for it.
But it can't all be good things. Happy birthday, Taylor. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
You've done 3 now, that's enough.
Yeah, it's ridiculous now.
Happy birthday, Taylor. If there's one thing that you need to know about this show, it's that if you do mess up, you will be called out.
Dash's Austin on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Okay, when I hear it back, okay, it does sound mean.
It's so mean.
Just you
trying.
Wait. You get your comeuppance. I don't know I don't know what's been up with Dave this week, but I think he got an Irish phrase book as an early Christmas present.
Emily.
Eva, Guramila Mahagut. Now.
Emily, Guramahagut. Sorry, I'm just trying to channel my inner Louise Cantlin, okay, and bring a little bit of Irish. What is, of course, the English person has a problem with this.
I really meant to pull you up on that.
I was like, what?
It came out
of nowhere.
That's why I say it really, really fast, and I look down when I say it, because I know. We will not have any shame for the Irish language on this show.
It's always at 7:20. Those 3 clips were from 7:20 on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
What about Emma's fado, fado?
You haven't done that in weeks.
I haven't done that in fado, fado.
I found out that when I get questioned on the show, I get very defensive.
Yeah, you do.
What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? That's very hard, Callum.
That's very hard.
How is anyone supposed to know
it's
that?
It's also...
Not
can
that
I
hard. Can I just,
you don't ask jokes
don't make
questions.
Sense. Well, we are today.
Maybe the best incorrect answer.
No, we're looking for the best correct answer because that's how competitions work.
What if someone is put in an answer that's funnier than the actual answer you have written down here?
I'm not allowing it. The answer that I have on the sheet is the answer that I'm accepting.
When you hear yourself back, do you realise what you're like?
Yeah.
Do you feel ashamed?
No, I'm going to hammer it up even more. And finally, complaints at spin1038.com if you had an issue with this earlier in the week.
Oh, no.
Come hardy. Cockshut, come petting.
Come hardy.
Come puddle. Come, come.
Come,
come. Come. Come is spent C-U-M.
Oh, God.
We apologise. To Callum, and they have been the worst bits of...
Callum, Guramila Mahagut.
Do you know what that means, Callum?
A million thank yous.
Very good. Okay, coming up on 9:45, your job now is to choose what song is going to close the show. Will it be this? There are actually lyrics in there somewhere. Just watch this clip. It's the Chainsmokers and Roses, and if you want to hear it in full, it's Emma in WhatsApp, please.
If you want lyrics, go for this one. Imagine Dragons, it's called Demons. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
If you want to do a funny little dance, vote for this one.
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh.
There it is. Gangnam Style. You know you love it. Sigh. And it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Get your votes in on WhatsApp. What a show. Wow.
Wow.
That was what a week. Yeah. What a week, ladies and gentlemen. What a week.
I'm sure a lot of people are feeling like that. It's just a crazy week in the calendar,
totally.
Isn't it?
But at least that's just done now, right? We're finished for Christmas. No. See you later. Goodbye.
It's just actually 5 more shows to go.
Ah, crap.
Yeah. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be out giving away the Girly Quiz board game. All the details on that in our socials. For now, though, shall we hand over and get the results of one more tune?
Go on.
You have been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for the Chainsmokers and Roses. Dave went for Imagine Dragons and Demons. Ooh. And Aisling went for Psy with Gangnam Style.
Ooh.
In last place with 19% of the vote is Emma Nolan.
That was a good tune, in fairness. I do like
good
that.
Good tune. In second place, it was kind of close. 36% of the vote is Imagine Dragons.
Stop
so
it right
off
now.
By Gangnam Style.
Stop it.
The win.
That's not true. That's ridiculous.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam
Gangnam Style.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this?
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.